For days now, tens of thousands of Israelis have taken to the streets, protesting the Gaza war and demanding early elections. Separately, thousands turned out Saturday in Israel for what's called Land Day for Palestine. Israel's 2.1 million Arab citizens represent about one-fifth of the population. Joining us to discuss is Jafar Farah, director of Mosawa, an advocacy center for Arab rights in Israel. Mr. Farah, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
Tell us what's happening today on the streets of Israel as far as the protests. What have you been seeing?
It's part of, actually, of 3 days of demonstrations, mainly in Jerusalem around the Knesset. The families of the Israeli hostages and also mainly the opposition camp is out in the streets, and you can see every day big demonstrations, and almost every evening there is a confrontation between the demonstrators and the police. Since October 7th, this is the biggest demonstrations that are taking place. You know, with different communities, people have been disappointed from the war results and the fact that there is actually no exchange of prisoners since the first round. There was expectation to have a second and third round, actually, of exchanges, but nothing is happening. And many people in Israel, especially in the Jewish community, blame the prime minister blocking this exchange.
I understand that every March 30th, the Arab community in Israel observes what is called Palestinian Land Day. What are they commemorating from back in 1976?
There was a huge land confiscation that took place in 76. And during demonstrations that took place, the Israeli police came in Arab villages and cities all over the country, actually, and six people being killed by police officers, and tens of people have been injured. And since 76, the commemoration of the Land Day became actually a national event for all Palestinians, and not only for the Arab-Palestinian community inside the Green Line. The current situation, in parallel to the war, there is almost on a daily basis home demolitions in the Naqab area. Naqab area is in the south. It's near the border of Gaza Strip. There is a big Bedouin community that still suffer from land confiscation. So the commemoration of the Land Day this year is connected to the war. There was a clear call to stop the war in Gaza and in parallel to stop the land confiscation that is taking place in the Naqab area, the south of Israel.
And was it a large turnout this year?
Yeah, you know, you have to take in consideration that there was very tough restrictions and also oppression of freedom of speech in Israel since October 7th, especially targeting the freedom of speech of the Arab-Palestinian community, citizens of the State of Israel. And also what we saw in the last few days, how the police is treating actually also the opposition that is out in the streets. You can see that there is a lot of oppression and restrictions in general and specifically against the Arab community.
Yeah. And Mr. Farah, can I ask, what does it feel like right now being an Arab citizen of Israel?
Not easy. Not easy. We faced, you know, almost 350 people have been arrested since the beginning of the war. 20 Palestinian Arab citizens have been killed on October 7th during the first day of the war. And also you feel restrictions on freedom of speech. There is a racism against you. There is home demolitions that is taking place. There is a risk that people will be fired from their job. There is harassment against Arab students in universities and etc. But from the other side, like everybody else, you fear the results or the impact of the war. There is a huge fear. The majority of the Palestinian Arab community in Israel are living in the north of the state and also in the south. So in this sense, it's two front lines. And in parallel, you try to keep your daily life, go to your work or your university. So there is a huge risk in going out. But we think that we are game changers in the sense of normalizing the situation. You know, we try to promote peace in these terrible days. We think that in the end of the day, after so much people killed in Gaza Strip and these destructions, in the end, the Israelis will need to talk to the Palestinians and to find peaceful solution without occupation, with equality for everyone.
Yeah. And Mr. Farah, just very briefly, because this is real, I found this really interesting. Can you explain briefly what you mean by the harassment at the workplace and at universities.
We were dealing with almost 400 cases of Arab workers that have been called for hearings in their workplaces since October 7th. Most of them have been dismissed. We have just few cases in the courts because there was illegal measures that have been taken against Arab workers for publishing statements or even regular play, or even to publish Palestinian flag or call for peace and ceasefire. There was also the similar actions in the universities, unfortunately. We saw harassment against professors in universities and against students. You know, freedom of speech in these days in Israel is not in its best days, let's say. You have at least two ministers that call for physical transfer of the Arab community. You know, Mr. Ben-Gvir, which is the Minister of Internal Security, and the Minister of Treasury. These are two extreme ministers that called to change even our legal status as citizens of the state of Israel. So it's not easy days for us. Hmm.
Jafar Farah is director of the Musawa Center for Arab Rights in Israel, an advocacy organization. Thank you, sir, for the time.
Thank you, and have a nice day.